As we conclude our series of shiurim on Ma'al B'Kodesh Ve'Meridin, as we said at the end of the previous shiur, there's a difference in the halacha between when we say Ma'al B'Kodesh Ve'Meridin, something that has in it an inherent kedusha, versus something that doesn't have it an inherent kedusha. And that's why the halacha is, the Gemara indeed in Sefer Menachos as well, the Aflam Beis Amin Aleph, say V'tara Shabala, V'tfilin Shabalu, Ein Oysim Mehem Mezuzo, B'fish Ein Meridim Mekedusha Chamur L'Kedusha Kala. A say V'tara or Tfilin that got somewhat disqualified, but they still can be used, a say V'tara could still be used to extract from them the parashas of a Tfilin. The Tfilin could still be used to extract them the parashas of Mezuzo. The halacha is you may not do so. If we learned that the Taz says that if something is not usable for its original use, the halacha is that we don't say Ma'al B'Kodesh Ve'Meridim. So therefore, the question is, why over here can't that be done? But according to the explanation that we've given, that something that has in it an inherent Kedusha is an entirely different halacha. Now it's understandable. The Sefer Torah had in it the high-level Kedusha of a Sefer Torah, and therefore it can't be downgraded to be used for tefillin or tefillin to mezuzah, because this is an entirely different type of Ma'al B'Kodesh Ve'Meridim. And in fact, to connect this series of shiurim to our previous series of shiurim, the Shaul HaTshuva's Kinyan Torah says that based on this Gemara, a Ma'al B'Kodesh Ve'Meridim, if one has in his home many rooms with mezuzahs, and as we learned earlier in our Masechta Dafyod Aleph, that one has to be careful to check his mezuzahs twice every 7 years at the minimum, and now he takes down his mezuzahs, he should be careful to make sure which door had which mezuzah, mark the mezuzahs. Why? Because we know that, for example, the Rambam holds that only a doorway with a door is mechuyiv in a mezuzah midoraisa. But a doorway that doesn't have a door is not mechuyiv in a mezuzah midoraisa. And therefore, if you're going to now, albeit inadvertently, take your mezuzah that was originally on a door that a chiyiv mezuzah midoraisa, or it's not just because it had a door, as we also discussed in our previous series of shiurim, it depends on the size of a room. But the rice only a room that's a dalet al dalet, 4 amos by 4 amos is mechuyev and mezuzah, and you're now going to put it on another room. You'll be taking your mezuzah that was originally in a place that had a chiyev deraisa to now to a place that only has a chiyev derabbanan, which would be a hirada mekedusha lekedusha. And therefore, the Mishnah Brura in Siman Tezvov, Sif Katan Aleph and Aruchayim, quotes the Artz Achayim that you shouldn't take off the tzitzis from a talus that's worn by an adult and put them on the talus that's worn by a child. Because the adult has a chiyuv d'oraisa to wear tzitzis. The katan only has a chiyuv d'rabbanon. And therefore, taking that talus from that beged to another beged represents a lessening, a meridin, mekedusha chamura, lekedusha kala. As we continue discussing this concept of when we say a meridin, mekedusha kala, and when we don't say kedusha kala, there's a tshuva in the Machzor of Rom, Oyrechayim, Simen Chaf Gimel. The Machzor of Rom was asked the following question, where in a city, terrible story, the shul was burnt. And now the community, Baruch Hashem, rebuilt this shul, but since the shul was rebuilt, And if you put the Omid with about tefillah stands in the same spot that it was originally, it'll now be facing a church, because it's facing a window that's facing a church. And therefore, they want to move the Omid and the Aron Kodesh. They want to move the Aron and the Omid and the Aron Kodesh. And the Machzav Avram, in a very interesting tshuva, we would certainly all assume, would say that it's mutter. But he's not ready to say that. Because he says, since this spat on which there was the Aron, this spat on which there was the Omid, got this level of Kedusha, to move it to another spat represents that the place where it was originally would be a Hirada in the Kedusha, would be a downgrading in the Kedusha, and therefore should not be mutter. He does want to suggest that why is this considered a Hirada in Kedusha? A Hirada in Kedusha, he suggests, is maybe only an active Hirada, where I take something that has in it Kedusha and I use it for a lower level Kedusha. Here I'm not actively downgrading. I'm not actively downgrading it. I'm just not using it. But he says that that isn't true. He says that when it comes to Hirada of Kedusha, even doing something with Sheva Al-Taisa, even using something with Sheva Al-Taisa, is considered a downgrading in Kedusha. He says, moreover, building the Aron in the same spot, in a different spot, or building the Omid in a different spot, is inappropriate. And then he takes a step further in speaking about the Taz. He says, the Taz that said his Chiddush, that when the first use is no longer available, we should rather use it for something else. He said that's only in a situation where my actions are geniza, putting it away, burying it, or using it for something, albeit not the same level of Kedusha that it started off with. But he says, if that isn't the case, then we don't have the Chiddush of the Taz, and we can't rely on that Taz. And therefore, in this situation, he says, he's not ready to be makel. He says, maybe make frosted windows, that you won't have a problem looking out the window. And he says, if it's impossible, he says, and if therefore you're going to have to place the new Aron Kodesh in a different place, he says, at the very minimum, put in the place where the original Aron Kodesh was, he says, put there a Sfarim case, a Sfarim bookcase that you use, be also still be used for Sfarim, not to let the Kedusha, not to Chas V'Shalom, downgrade the Kedusha. There's a Shal in the Marsham. This is a Marsham in Chelik Aleph, Simen Yud. It's a lengthy Shaila where the question was asked as follows. There was a shul, it's from the town of Brod. Interesting, the Machzav Avram, who we just quoted, was the Rav in Brod, where there was a shul that the upper floor of the shul was always used where people learned. And now it's not being used for that purpose. And the question was, could they transfer and make from that area a place that will be an Ezra's Noshim? Because originally it was a Beis Medrash Kavua. And the halacha is that you're not allowed to make a Beis Medrash into a base, a Knesset, because the base Medrash is where Torah is learned, and there's nothing more important than learning Torah. And here, it's not even going to be a full-fledged base of Knesset, it's going to be a base of Knesset and Ezra's Noshim. And therefore, the question is, can that be done? And he goes into, a lengthy tshuva, and he says that even though that place is not used on a full-time basis, but it can't for learning anymore, but since it can still be used for learning, would it need that place to learn? It could again be used for learning. He says, when the task says that a place that can't be used for its original purpose, we don't say the concept of Malam B'Kodesh Vein Meridin, that's only where it's not usable for that purpose. It goes back to what we said in a previous year. The reason Rebbe said to Rebbe Doisa that by the Big Day Kahuna we have a problem of Malam B'Kodesh Vein Meridin is because they are wearable. But here, where it's no longer wearable, the halacha is that we have to be machmer, and that can't be. And there's a problem here of Malam B'Kodesh Vein Meridin. There's another tshuva, a different tshuva in the Marsham. This is in Chelek Dalid Simen Nun Zayin, where there was a person who had a minyan in his home. And he had an Aron Kodesh there for the Sefer Torah that they had for that minyan. And now, the minyan no longer davens there. The Sefer Torah is no longer there. And the Aron Kodesh is starting to get ruined. You wouldn't use it again for a Sefer Torah. And the question that was asked to the Masham, could it be used for other Svarim? Or must it be buried? So he says that since this minyan, a very different tshuva than the previous tshuva, since this was never a minyan kavua, it was just a minyan in the house on a temporary basis for convenient purposes, and therefore he says, when that aron, with that chest, was designated to be used for the aron kodesh, it was designated with, so to speak, a lay baz de masna, that it would be only used when it's for the time that they're davening in that home. Moreover, we have the Taz's vart, that when it's not usable for its original purpose, there's no problem Malam B'Kodesh V'Loy Meridin. So again, and it's not usable, it's not that usable anymore. So here, since we have three Hatayrim, we have the heter that it was originally never designated on a permanent basis. Number two, it was never a full-fledged designation. Number two, because of that, there certainly was a lay bezd and masna that when it's not going to be used, it should be not be a problem. The halacha is that, and you also have the taz, and you're also going to be using it for svarim. It's not like you're going to be using it for something inappropriate. He says one could be makel in such a situation. On the other hand, I saw that the Shaila Shetshuvos Torah Lishma in Simen Chaf Aleph discusses if somebody could take out a Sefer Torah from, it has a silver case, and put it into a different case in order to use that case for a different Sefer Torah. So he says that since the halacha is Malam B'Kodesh V'Ein Meridin, he says the halacha Malam B'Kodesh V'Ein Meridin even is for a temporary situation. And he says, therefore, even if you're going to do this for a temporary situation where you're going to take it out from the expensive case and put it into the cheaper case just temporarily. You're going to put it back into the expensive case. Still, there's a concept of Malam B'Kodesh V'Emeridim. And he brings a very nice raya. The Gemara that we quoted in our previous year, the Gemara Masechet Menachos, that is the source for our law of Malam B'Kodesh V'Emeridim, says why. Where do we see that? So the Gemara says, by the Shulchan, that they took the Lechem Aponim out of the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, and then would put it back, and then when they took it out, they would put it on a table at the entrance of the Ulam. And the Gemara said, that table had to be made out of gold, because if it was going to be silver, we would have a problem of Malam B'Kodesh V'Emeridim. Says the Shabbos, Shuvas Torah L'Shma, let's think about it. It's only on a temporary basis. It's just till the Kohanim are going to come take that lechem and eat it. And even though it's only on a temporary basis, where the Kohanim are going to be taking it and are going to take it and leave it there, yet we see over here that we still say Malam B'Kodesh V'Emeridim. Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal in Shalos HaTshuvos Yabia Omer Chelik Ches Simen Yud Ches discusses a situation that an Aron Kodesh was built in a shul and it had the Sifrei Torah, and now Baruch Hashem the shul has been refurbished and they want to build, and they built a beautiful new Aron Kodesh, and they have many more Sifrei Torah, he says, than they had originally. And the question that he discusses over there is, could they now take that Aron Kodesh and that original Aron Kodesh and use it for Svarim? Or is it a problem Malam B'Kodesh V'Emeridim? So there's actually, it's a very long tshuva and an interesting tshuva with, as usual, many, many Marim Mekoymus. But what Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal says in that tshuva, first of all, he goes into a long discussion if Malam B'Kodesh V'Emeridim is a Doraisa or the Rabbanan. Furthermore, he also discusses the Taz, and his issue in discussing the Taz is when we say when the Taz says that if something is not usable for its original purpose, we don't say Malam B'Kodesh V'Emeridim. When is that? Is it only in a situation where it's physically not usable, it's ruined, or it's not convenient to be used? But then he says, and therefore maybe in this case where the first Aron Kodesh is usable, the entire problem with the first Aron Kodesh is just that it's too small, it's not as nice, maybe that's not where the Taz would be lenient. But he is makel for two other reasons. He says, the Aron Kodesh that we put the Sifrei Torah in nowadays may not even have the status of Tashmisha Kedusha. And he says two reasons. Number one, because he says, really, the Sfarim are kept, really, he says, the Sifrei Torah are kept in covers, particularly in the Sephardi community, they're kept in stronger cases than even in the Ashkenazi community. It's not material cases, it's wood or silver cases. So the Aron HaKodesh is not the real protector of the Sefer Torah. The real protection of the Sefer Torah are these cases in which the Sefer Torah is put into. Furthermore, he says, that the Aron HaKodesh is really there like a safe. In fact, we know that in many shuls, the Aron HaKodesh are a safe. And therefore, the Aron HaKodesh is not considered necessarily a Tashmish Kedusha. And since it's not a Tashmish Kedusha, the halacha is that we say there wouldn't be a problem on Malam B'Kodesh V'Emeridim. Although, as we said at the beginning of our series of Shurim, because of our Gemara, there are many Achronim that have a question on the opinion of the Taz. Still, there are many achronim, most achronim, do quote the Taz's opinion, and certainly in a situation where you have Lei Bezdin Masna, we know that the original Kedusha was made with a condition, or, as we said in the previous year, where it's only a Kedusha of a private individual, not a Kedusha of a Tzibur, or, as we said, where it's not an inherent Kedusha, it's only Kedusha of Srora. And in such a situation, as the Taz says, where the other option is just burying the item that had Kedusha, the halacha is that we could rely on the Taz. But again, as we've been saying, it's only in a situation of Tashmishe Kedusha. But something that has in it inherent Kedusha, like the Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, or as we even suggested previously, a Kohen himself, there we don't say, there we're not going to be lenient on the concept of follow the Taz, to apply the Taz's concept, there we will be very strict about Mal Kedusha Ve'emorita. To conclude, there's a very nice part that I saw that the Sklana Rebbe Zatzal asked. He says that shouldn't the Gemara said Mal B'Kodesh, that we have to constantly upgrade, Ve'etzarach Loimer, it goes without saying that Emoridin, that we're now at a downgrade. But that's not the wording of the Gemara. The wording of the Gemara is Mal B'Kodesh, Ve'emoridin. Why does the Gemara use that type of wording? Says the Sklana Rebbe, beautiful vart. Mal B'Kodesh, a person has to constantly grow in Kedusha. Because, says the Gemara, you know what? The aim. If you won't constantly grow higher and higher in your Kedusha, Meridin, you're going to go down. There are no options in Kedusha. There's either Malin, that you go higher, or Chas V'Shalom V'Ein, if you're not going higher, Chas V'Shalom Meridin, you will go lower. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should be always Malin B'Kedusha, be able to go higher and higher in Kedusha, and Avodas Hashem, and Shmiras Mitzvahs, and Limud HaTorah.